Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Well, I received the gladsome tidings yesterday that Indra Neil Mahapatra has been selected as the prospective parliamentary candidate for Tunbridge Wells in the Conservative interest. So Mr. Mahapatra is a native of Kent. He points out that both his parents came to the United Kingdom from West Bengal in India. I got it right. His dad's a GP, his mother's a surgeon, both retired. He's an only child. So I've known Indra Mahapatra, Neil Mahapatra, since the age of 13, although, I mean, I haven't spoken to him for several years now. So I can tell you a bit more about him. And in many ways, he is a very capable candidate, very high achiever. And one thing you might not about him is actually very musically gifted. He was a music scholar, Eton, was a music exhibitionist, although he doesn't actually even like music that much. Who's singing, playing instruments. He's multi-talented. He's got an extraordinary gift for music, but it's not something he particularly chooses to pursue. It doesn't animate him. So in an election where the Conservatives are going to be really smashed, Tunbridge Wells is one of the few constituencies in which the Conservative Unionist Party can be confident it is going to win. It's one of the safest Tory divisions in the country, having got over 55% of the vote last time. Now, anything can happen at backgammon, but, you know, I would bet that he will win. Even though the Tory vote go down, even though the sitting Conservative MP is stepped aside, that personal following for that individual will be lost. But nevertheless, I think there's a very high chance that Neil Mahapatra is going to be returned for that constituency. So he's 44 years old. And what else can I tell you about him? Remember, as a schoolboy, he was rather diffident. And then I used to sit beside him in English. Got into trouble from cheating off being a test once, but otherwise very well behaved. Because they spent his gap year in New York City working in some Cold Harbor laboratory on cancer. I tell you what astonished me at school when he suddenly got involved in the Chronicle, which was the school newspaper, and he'd never evinced the slenderest interest in journalism before that. And before I knew it, he was editor of it, and he did a decent job. So he could turn his hand to that. And then we went to university together. And there's the Oxford Unionist, the Debating Society of Oxford University. And again, to my surprise, he threw himself into that. So he'd really changed because, you know, your personality can be different when you're 13, rather reserved, cautious and so on, to becoming much more voluble and self-assured. So he went to Pembridge College, Oxford, did biology there, and was not particularly diligent, but still managed to come out with a 2-1, which just tells you of his innate intelligence. He doesn't have to put a great deal of effort into things to succeed, because he's just naturally very able. So he rose high in the Oxford Union Society, you know, first term elected to the Secretaries Committee, then elected Standing Committee, which is the governing body, elected Treasurer. He never lost an election. So Treasurer, surprise, surprise, is in charge of the society's money, fundraising, selling advertising space, getting sponsorship, and he was quite successful at that. And then indeed he went on to be elected president, so was successful all the way through. And then he got into debating. Well, perhaps I won't tell you about his private life there, but he did the sort of things that undergraduates would do, which were not always entirely wise. Perhaps for reasons of libel, I won't elaborate on that one. And then he would go on left-wing protests, anti-feast protests, and he'd be almost openly laughing because he'd just be conning these leftists because then they vote for him in the Oxford Union when he totally didn't believe in it. But I got to hand it to him. He always was a conservative. And he said so, even though it was deeply unfashionable in the late 90s, just after that horrendous defeat in 1997. But he would sometimes give the impression of having leftist sympathies. He was a member of the Conservative Association, if memory serves, but not active in it. The Oxford Union was where he was at. And then he managed to get himself a job with a bank. Was it Goldman Sachs? Was rejected by a few because it's just so difficult to get into such an incredibly well-paid thing. So succeeded in that. And then went over to Harvard to do his master's degree in business administration. And again, to my surprise, he became president of the Harvard University Debating Society. Now, he's an able debater, but I thought he was on like my level. I thought he wasn't stellar. So, but anyway, hats off to him. Maybe I underestimated him. He's superior to me. He succeeded in that as well, getting his MBA. So he's an absolute winner. I don't think, you know, there's really nothing he's ever failed at. And then going back and working for Lord Rothschild, methinks it's the late Lord Rothschild now, used to represent him at meetings that he couldn't attend to. He'd always said as an undergraduate he wished to set up his own bank, and indeed he's established Kingsley Capital, so and he's the majority shareholder. So a little bird told me that he's worth over £20 million. Years ago, he had a very, very, very close encounter with Suella Braverman. This is long before she was married, Suella Fernandez, as she was then. But, you know, I'm not absolutely sure that that's true. So that is him. And so he'll definitely be ambitious. I think he'll go far because, you know, he's not too young and not too old, can have decades of a career before him. Remember in 2010, he stood in Sedgefield, which was Tony Blair's quondam bailiwick. And it was in those days a rock-solid Labour seat. But he took the Conservative vote from 10% up to 20%. Admittedly, this is a year in which the Conservative Party made significant gains, 2010, the year that David Cameron just about managed to squeak home. But he chose not to stand for a few times, really wanted to concentrate on his career, build up his financial position. But he's someone who's made not quite Rishi Sunak level, would never have to work a stroke again in his life. He's just got enough money to pursue other ambitions, think about legacy. And in his case, it's politics. So, into healthy living, can devote all his extraordinary ability and endeavor to politics. So I think he'll rise high. I wouldn't be surprised being in the shadow cabinet within a couple of years. Let's be frank, his ethnicity is an advantage. Conservative Party, we need to appeal to more ethnic minority people. And here's an example. So he's someone who really appreciates being a British citizen, pointing out, you know, his parents moved to the United Kingdom for a better life and they've had it and all the rest. And they were very hardworking. They gave him the best possible start in life. And of course, he's thrived. Anyway, they're going to have a very able and hardworking member of parliament, someone who's wants to rise high, and someone who's willing to dissemble when necessary and is able to see off leftists. So I think there will probably be a long association between him and the constituency in Tunbridge Wells there in Kent. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel, and I hope it's not been too unhelpful to Neil Mahapatra. Maybe he'll speak to me again someday. You know, he's a Hindu, not particularly practicing. I've seen him tuck into beefsteaks despite that. But, you know, he's broad-minded. He can vocalize opinions that he disagrees with. He can understand them, not sympathize, but genuinely comprehend mindsets and beliefs that he does not share. So he's debated competitively. He's able to articulate opinions that he does not believe in. And that's actually a very important ability when it comes to politics, to be able to war game things from the opposition's point of view. So yeah, I think he'll have a big future in politics. Now, the Conservative Party won't be in office for perhaps 20 years, but he may well be there when they come back. So anyway, make sure you subscribe on Patreon, and please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Unlike Neil, I do not have a fortune of 20 million quid. So be as generous as you possibly can. You know, break the bank, take out all your credit cards and give all the money to me, and I won't regret it, but you might. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. More election updates will be coming, more forecasts in this increasingly dismal election from a Conservative point of view. Toodle pip.